Beast OCR proudly presents BeastNet Podcast, sponsored in part by GH Under's performance-based layers and supported by the OCR community. Here we discuss all things OCR related. Welcome to BeastNet.
Hey everybody, it's Mike here at BeastNet, and I've got Jenny Young, who, for you that don't know, is Mrs. Renton and a beast. How you doing, Jenny?
Awesome. Very awesome. Thank you.
Right on. So let everyone know kind of, you know, a little bit about Jenny. Like I said, you're Mrs. Renton and you're going for Mrs. Washington. And yeah, just kind of let everyone know a little bit about you.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, for those of you who don't know, most of you do, but I am Ron Brothers' wife.
Yep.
So that's just in case there are a few people out there who don't know me as Jenny Young, you know, that might throw them a little bit. So yeah, it's been a year. It's been a year process journey.
Yeah.
Started about last May, which is when I got the little bug to do it in the first place, to run in the Mrs. Washington pageant.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never been approached with that idea in the past ever in my life. I didn't seek out doing it. It was not on my radar.
Yeah.
At all. So I just had somebody come up to me and literally say to me, I was doing an event. Actually, I was doing a speaking event. So
yeah,
maybe that person was like, wow, look at what she does. Or I don't know, they must have had a thought about something. And came up to me afterwards and just said, you need to do the Mrs. Washington pageant. And I kind of turned around because I thought maybe she was talking to somebody else.
Yeah.
Like, what? I don't know what you're talking about. So, you know, that was the start of it. And mm-hmm. I kind of just laughed it off. Thank you very much. I am too old. I'm too not pretty enough, not skinny enough, all the enoughs that we can possibly humans come up with. You know, that all came up for me right off the bat. And I just kind of laughed about it, came home, and of course told Ron all about my funny little encounter that happened to me that day. And he just looked at me with a blank look and said, well, why not?
Yeah.
And so God love him, because he really saw my potential before I even saw it within myself. And he told me all the reasons why he thought it was an absolutely brilliant idea. And he just kind of kept telling me about all the things that I do and how much I give and volunteer and all these little things that I do. And I just wasn't really seeing it that way. And so little, you know, over time, it was about 6 weeks later, I finally actually found myself picking up the computer and Googling, you know, the Mrs. Washington pageant, you know, hoping nobody was looking over my shoulder. And I felt stupid, you know. I was like, what am I doing? Who am I kidding myself, you know? So, but I really love him so much for really pushing me to check into it. And that was literally a year ago. And there's so many things in my life that I said I couldn't do. I literally said to Ron once that I would never do a trifecta. I could never do that.
Yeah.
Nope. And of course, you know, yeah, you can. Yes, you can. You could do it, you know. And the year that I got my trifecta was the same year that I actually connected to the pageant.
Yeah.
It was that year. And yet I did it. And so I think that I started out with the same thing. I can't do that. I'm not strong enough. I'm not endurancy enough. Ron loves my word, endurancy.
Endurancy. That's a good one.
And, you know, I was always comparing myself to everybody else on the Beast teams and stuff. And I'm like, wow, I'm not in the gym enough. I'm not, you know, out there in the trenches enough. How could I possibly do this? And, you know, my lungs can't handle it. How can I mean, the whole 13 to 15 miles, like, literally scared me to death.
Yeah.
Petrified me. I was afraid that I would just, you know, cave, you know, midway, and then what am I going to do? And so there was a lot of fear about that, but I did it.
Yeah, you did. And that's what matters. So
I survived it, and that was last year, and I have the medals to show for it. Now, whether I'll do another one, I don't know, but I did it. And so I really look at this whole pageant experience, and I can relate to the same exact situation that I said I can't. Yeah. Who am I? I'm not this. I'm not that. And it's, you know, as humans, we do that in our lives in all sorts of different things.
Oh, yeah.
And so I just realized, okay. And, you know, the months went on. And I got to tell you, this is the most incredible self-discovery that I have ever put myself through, ever.
Yeah. Oh, I bet. I mean, it's.
Yeah.
Just seeing from the outside kind of what some pageant stuff can be, it seems like it would be a huge self-discovery and having to put yourself into situations that you probably never were comfortable with. So
absolutely not.
Yeah.
The most uncomfortable places that I've ever been. And honestly, I do. I sit here. I mean, as of today, it is exactly 2 weeks before I will be on that stage in front of a lot of eyeballs, and I'm petrified. And, you know, I feel like I lost my train of thought, actually. Something distracted me. Sorry.
Oh, I'm that way.
The self-discovery thing, that's what I was talking about. I literally look back and go, holy crap, I've just never been faced with such deep fear and insecurities and things that are just welling up inside of me. But I'm grateful at the same time, because it really is allowing me to dig deeper than I've ever been. And the first fear that was so terrifying was when I got my sash and my crown. And yeah. It came in the mail after I connected with it, you know, about 5 weeks later or something. Here it is in the mail, you know, and I'm opening this up and I'm like, it says Mrs. Renton and it's a sash, you know. And I just was like, whatever, you know, I could throw it back in the bag, you know.
Yeah.
You know. And, you know, and it's like, okay, wait, you know, I'm hearing that it's like, you know, the pageant directors are like, wear it. Be proud. That's what you do. Get out there in the communities and, you know, and hold your head up high, you know. And I was just like terrified to do that. So I picked my day and I thought, okay, I got to face this thing. And I put it on and I went to church, you know, and oh my God, I'm at church and I'm just terrified that I'm showing as I'm better than, because I have this sash and crown on, you know, and, mm-hmm. and it made me feel ugly, because I mean, like heart ugly, you know, like, who are you to parade yourself around holier than thou? I mean, that's how I was feeling in wearing this crown and sash. So, but I left church that day, and I got to tell you, I had more people come up to me and were literally like, wowed. Like, you're doing that? Good for you. Oh my gosh. I mean, I came home and I think I was like jaw dropping for hours. I was like, holy crap. Like, I like really inspired people just because I have this sash and crown on, you know? And it was not what I expected. I thought I was going to get ridiculed or eyeballed or stared at or, you know, it was so transforming, you know? That's just a sash and crown. I mean, to some other people, you know, fear comes in all sorts of different ways, you know.
Oh, yeah,
we're terrified to do a lot of different things. And, you know, so that was really liberating for me that day. And it got easier and easier for me to put my sash on. And now I was in Fred Meyer's, and now I was in Walmart's, and now I was in places, you know, and I was just holding my head up higher. And I got to tell you, I got stories that we don't even have time for that I would just probably bring tears to your eyes at the things that have happened since I held my head up high and I wore that sash and I put myself out there in the big wide world of scary sharks, right?
Yeah.
And I have beautiful, heartfelt stories that I have touched people's lives because they were so in awe that I was doing this.
Yeah.
So very transforming, and that made me just keep looking deeper into myself and going, wow, you know what? I guess I'm making a difference. And that felt good.
And see, I'll be honest, that's one of the things that I love about you is the whole time that you've talked about this, you've never talked about you. You talk more about how you inspired others and you do other things. And that's one of the things that the whole time I've talked to you and every time I've talked to you about this, it's never really about you. It's about what how you inspire others and stuff like that. And that's one of the most amazing things.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that, because that is absolutely 100% why this is happening, is because it's not about me. It's what's coming through me, that people, that has me realize that that's why this came to me, is because I feel like, yeah, there are things that I have to give, but it's, you know, I have a platform. So all the contestants have a platform, which means that you are attached to something, whether it's a foundation, a fundraiser, you know, something that you have a passion for that is for the good of the communities and whatnot. So it can be all sorts of different things. Well, prior to the pageant, and because I'm a hairdresser of 32 years now.
And a great hairdresser, the only one I trust right now. So
Thank you. So I was doing this foundation called the Beyond Project. And it was this wonderful situation that I learned about a couple years ago. This woman started it, and she is out there incorporating hairdressers or beauty professionals in the industry and saying, hey, join me, because we're going to go down to this warehouse and we're going to bring our, you know, scissors and our clippers and our hair dryers and combs and whatnot. And we're going to have a lineup of the homeless, you know, and we're going to cut their hair, because we're going to give to the community and help these individuals to feel more confident about themselves, so they can, you know, feel a little something, maybe give them a little bit of a nudge to go out and apply for a job, or, you know, just to feel more confident. And I heard that and I was like, holy crap, that was me written all over it. You know, I am so there. And so I did that. And so then, of course, a year and a half or two later, you know, this pageant comes to mind, you know, comes to me, and it's like, oh, you need a platform. And I went, oh, I've already got a platform. I will use the Beyond Project and my servicing to the homeless as my project. And so I went to the director because I wanted her, you know, her opinion. Well, yeah, this is kind of what I've done. What do you think? And she kind of went, oh my gosh, really? You do that? She's like, we've never even seen that in the pageant world before, like haircuts for the homeless. So she was like, oh, use that, do that, do that. So I'm really excited about it, because I have such compassion for the homeless. So, yes, it is about other people. It's about servicing other people and having compassion for everybody, no matter what their current circumstances are. I don't care if they're not even going to ever try to get themselves off the street. I don't care if they're addicted to drugs. I'm still going to cut your hair, because you have value. You are worth everything. And I'm going to service your hair today. How are you? You know, and it's like, I don't know who gets more transformed, them or me. Yeah. Honestly, I wish everybody could experience it, to be honest. It's life changing. And so that's my platform, and I'm excited to talk about it and to bring it out there, you know, to make other people aware of what they can do if they're in a service-oriented, you know, industry. Mm-hmm. So it is. It's all about others, and I want to service in other ways as well, being empowering for other women that, you know, especially the younger generations, that, you know what, you can do anything that you set your mind to. It's, you know, I don't need to win the crown. You know, I mean, to me, I'm already, you know, I've already been crowned in the glory of God as far as I'm concerned, you know, and I don't need it, but it's still an avenue. It's still a way for me to raise my voice even more, to just continue to spread compassion throughout the community and globally. You know, that's really where my vision and my purpose is. So.
That's awesome. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's to do that for, and a lot of people forget. I mean, it sounds really bad, but you know, you see all the stuff in the news nowadays and politically about the homeless, and a lot of people forget that the homeless are still people.
Yeah.
And for you to cut their hair and stuff like that, and I mean, do that. I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, it's amazing how a haircut or something like that can change the way someone feels about themselves. I mean, all of a sudden, they can look in the mirror, in a whatever, and see their reflection, and it changes how they feel about themselves because now they look better. I mean, a haircut can do so much. That's amazing.
It does. Let me share this quick story on that note, because this is so amazing. One time when I was at a particular event, when I was cutting the homeless, and this one woman, she came to me, sat down on my chair. She was probably about the third person I had cut that afternoon, you know, because I just started. And there was this lovely, sweet little lady, and she came in and she sits down. And I got to tell you, the homeless are some of the most transparent, real individuals you will ever talk to.
Yeah.
I kid you not. And a lot of times people don't understand that. They don't realize that, because you know what? They don't have anything. They are stripped of so much that they have no reason to put on their personas and their fake little, you know, lives, because they're just real.
Yeah.
And, you know, so they're very open. And all of a sudden, you will know their entire life and their history in 5 minutes. Because they just, la, 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 you know?
Yeah.
So this gal, she sits down, and I'm like, how are you? And tell me about yourself. And, you know, oh, well, you know, I'm at the shelter over here. I've been here. So she tells me that she lost her daughter. At the time, was about 5 years old. The daughter was five, and her daughter was taken away from her because the woman really got addicted to drugs. She got heavily into drugs. She really suffered from it. And so, you know, the city came along, or whatever, you know, CPS came and took her daughter away. And she said that she was telling me that she had been sober for the last, I think it was like 2 or 3 years from the time that she was talking to me.
Yeah.
She'd been sober. She was clean. She was doing everything she could. Well, the next week of the moment I was cutting her hair, she was going to be seeing her daughter for the first time in 20 years.
Oh, wow.
20 years had gone by. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm cutting her hair and I'm listening to her story, and she's just lit up, right? Because she's so excited and she's so looking forward to seeing her daughter again. And they've been talking, but they hadn't actually seen each other. So this meeting was going to happen this next week, you know, and I was so excited for her. I get all the way done with her haircut and I style it and everything. I kind of turn her around, and I wish you all could have seen her face. She teared up. And she was like, and I got to tell you, okay, 20 years or more of drug addiction, she didn't have the teeth. Like, her teeth were in that bad way.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, this woman was so beautiful in this moment, because she started to cry. And she was like, oh, I feel so pretty. I feel so pretty. Thank you so much for making me feel this way. Because I want my daughter to see me, and I want her to feel how pretty I am. I will never forget that. It is imprinted in my brain and my heart.
I bet. I mean, and that's the one thing about humans too. And it's one thing I've always believed is you have the outside, and you can take the most beautiful woman in the world, and if she doesn't have a beautiful heart, she is there's nothing pretty about her. I mean, but you can take someone who on the outside may not be the best looking, but you get that beautiful heart, and it will change everything. I mean, just a beautiful heart and a smile can make somebody, a genuine smile can make someone just amazingly beautiful. That's awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I really wanted to share that story, because that is what it's all about, you know, and I am happy where my heart's at. You know, I mean, all of this heals me, and that's why I said earlier, I don't know who gets touched more. You know, yes, I'm servicing, and yes, I'm providing this to others, and I am grateful, and I'm humbled by it. I mean, everything is just, you know, it fills my heart, and it everything grows. The compassion continues to grow and build on top of it, and I think that this pageant thing, I look back on it from all that time ago when I was in resistive mode. You know, I was really like, no, I can't do that. Who am I? No.
Yeah.
And I realized that I just feel like there was a higher calling there, that something's there, you know, for me to reach a place where I can reach more individuals, you know, and just whatever that is, you know, I'm open to it. So I'm honored. I'm completely beyond honored and excited, but I'm terrified at the same time. I mean, I'm really putting myself out there, and you know, it's like the stage is going to be like that final, you know, coming into the home plate, you know, when you're running the beast or something, you know,
oh, yeah.
And you're just like, okay, like, what can I finally pull out of myself? You know how we have the saying out there on the course, you know, the first part of the course, your body runs it, and
yep.
then the last part, your mind runs it, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, I think that's the part that I'm at right now, is like mentally, I am really, really in a deep place right now. Like every single day I'm consumed with thoughts about being, you know, ready mentally. I think my body's okay. You know, like yeah. I've been working hard at the body because I'm going to be up there. And just so y'all know, I am 50 years old. So I'm the big 5-0 and I'm running in a pageant. Like, who knew? And I'm going to be up there with 20 and 30 year olds, you know, so I don't know. It's a struggle because I kind of dipped down a little bit, like, wow, you know,
yeah,
when
but
I was 20 and 30 years old, I could eat cheeseburgers all day long and be skinny and not have a problem in the world. And now I can't even look at one without gaining weight. So, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing is I've gone on the website to vote for you. I mean, you know, because you can go on the website to vote, and I mean, you're as beautiful as any of the women on there. And listening to you talk about, you know, your platform, I don't know a lot about pageants, but most of that I do know is it almost always feels like people are like, okay, what platform is going to make me look the best? And they don't really feel for it. Listening to you talk about your platform, it's something that you're actually passionate about. You have a huge
yeah.
heart for it. And that comes out in the way you talk. I mean, you can tell that you're not just like, well, this platform is going to make me look good, so that's what I'm going to pick. You pick
right.
this platform because you believe in it, and you can tell
absolutely.
That. And you could tell in
it
your voice.
It makes my heart sing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, I mean, it's...
Well,
yeah, I think that'll show. I mean, when you're up on the stage and you talk about your platform, I mean, it's going to show that you actually believe in what you're saying, and you have an amazingly beautiful heart. So it's going to show.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely been a great journey. I won't lie. I mean, I've come from I've really transformed a lot since last year. And I would encourage anybody out there, you know, especially on the female side, I would say, boy, let me tell you, just never let those moments of things that come by you that seem like, you know, that you do that thing with, like, just step back a little bit and maybe reevaluate something. You know, sometimes maybe those messages are for you to grow, you know, into an even more incredible place.
Yeah.
And it's just really taught me a lot to embrace the fear, because we all have fear in so many different ways. But in that deep, horrendous fear is the most incredible growth ever. And so that is what helps me to continue to put a foot forward every day, you know. It's like, okay, this is scary, so... You know, suck it up, buttercup, you know, because on the other side of that is going to be this, you know, monumental, amazing, you know, feeling. So the pageant is designed to really empower women. And it's really, truly not this beauty thing, you know, like it's very deep. It has a lot of depth to it. And a lot of times people don't understand that. It has a little stereotypical, you know, kind of persona on it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But it really opened my eyes. It's like, wow, I mean, these women are really very full of heart and compassion, and they all are attached to things, and it's all about empowerment and inspiring and making a difference. And so, yeah, I mean, okay, this stage is a little beauty moment, but 50% of our judging is in the interview.
That's awesome.
Just in the interview.
Oh, wow.
So it's only 25% is in beauty, and then 25% fitness, 50% in the interview, which is the day before the pageant. That happens in the evening time before the pageant. That's alone, individually. You would have 5 judges, and you have 4 minutes with each judge. And they have your bio. And so they have already, you know, right now we're basically being stalked by, we joke about that, by the judges. And 2 weeks prior, they go into your bio, they read you, they look at your Facebook, your Instagram, they check you out. And so they know a lot about you, you know, up until the time you sit in front of them, and you've got 4 minutes apiece, and they ask you questions. And so it's about how you show up, if you're confident, if you're authentic, and all those things. And there's a lot of depth there in all of that, and I'm scared of it. I mean, it's terrifying me, but
I think, like I said, you'll do good. I mean, you have an amazing heart. And I mean, them just spending a little bit of time with you. I mean, I've had the luxury of spending time with you, getting my hair cut and everything else. And I mean, you have a beautiful heart. I mean, you're a great person. And I mean, if they don't see that, then obviously they're not very good judges and they're blind, but.
Well, thank you. I just keep telling myself that it does not matter what the outcome is. It just doesn't matter, because I have grown. It has touched me in so many different ways. You know, I would be lying at this point if I said I didn't want to win. I have come to a place in my heart and my mind where I finally allowed myself to want to win.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal, because let me tell you, about December of this last year, which would already been about 6 months since I had applied to do the pageant in the first place, about 6 months in, I was like, well, you know, I don't care. I don't need to win. If for some reason, hypothetically, I did, I'll just turn the crown over to, you know, the first runner up. I don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, because winning made me feel ugly. It made me feel like I was saying that, it made me feel selfish to want to win.
Yeah.
And that was really a hard thing for me to get kind of over in a way, or just to accept that, wait a second, it's okay to want to win, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that really changed for me. I've never done anything competitive in my entire life, so it was extremely foreign to me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the OCRs, I mean, everybody wins.
Yeah.
You know, you cross the finish line, it didn't matter if it took you 5 hours or, you know, 2 hours, or it didn't matter. You finished. You won, you know, and it's that's the kind of stuff that I really like, is that I don't feel like I'm beating somebody, because I just feel like all those women all deserve to win. So the wanting to win was really hard.
And
so
that's another thing to me, just makes, yeah, you even more heart, more beautiful. But, and part of it, I think what it is too, is, I mean, in some ways, I think, you know, our generation, because I'm almost the same age as you, our generation had that, I mean, it kind of put a real stereotype and a stigma on the beauty pageants, if you know what I mean. I mean, it was, I mean, I hate to say it like this, but there was a stigma pretty much to people who won the beauty pageants. They were beautiful with no brains.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the stigma. And I mean, it's, listening to you talk about this one, it's, that's not what it is. I mean, if only, what, basically 25% is based on looks? I mean, it's like, it's not, it's more about the brains. I mean, you know, I can remember growing up, it was really fun to sit there and, like, have people, everyone talked the next day after, like, the Miss America pageants and all that about the really, like, insanely dumb things that some of these girls would say.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't ever really about their smarts. It's like, well, she's beautiful, you know, yeah. And that was it. And that's what I like about the one you're talking about. It's more about the package, you know. The yes, being beautiful is part of it, but 50% of that's the interview and the person.
It is, yes.
That's awesome. And then it says so much about you too, that you're pretty much, in your mind, you're like, we all should win.
Right, exactly.
You're not worried about winning as more as getting the message out there.
Yeah. You know, I've had so many people ask me, well, what do you get when you win? And the first time it was asked to me, and I was like,
I don't know.
I have no idea. And I still don't know, because I don't care. I really don't care, because it's like, if I win, I will be like, of course I will just be so honored, but it's just going to be about what's going to happen and transpire from me winning, because of what I'm going to go out and I'm going to do. I mean, it will give me a voice. Yeah. It'll give me a much stronger voice to get out there. And that's the whole idea. I'm going to get out there and start, you know, pulling out all the other beauty professionals that I know. And I'm going to blow up this Beyond project. And I want to become a brand ambassador. You know, I want to be able to be like, you know, and if I do win, I will be Ashley. Here's a little, you know, fun fact for the day, that if I do, I will be the first 50-year-old to win the pageant in the history of the pageant.
Well, I'm hoping you are, because you deserve it.
Yeah, will be a paradigm shift, won't it?
Yeah, it will, and that'll be awesome. And like I said, when I looked at the website, you're as beautiful, if not more, than almost everyone on there, in my mind.
Oh, you're so sweet.
You know, and part of that is, you know, I think because, I mean, one, you are beautiful, and two, I know you, and I know your heart.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that makes you, you know, look even, you know, you're even more beautiful because of that.
Yeah.
All right, let's take let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsor, and then we'll come back and we'll talk some more.
Okay, sounds good.
Grays Harbor Unders makes the performance-based layer clothing you want and need. Whether you work, hunt, hike, fish, run, or ride in the great outdoors, if you work up a sweat, Grays Harbor Unders are for you, because their unique dual-layer fabric removes moisture from your body and keeps your skin dry, even when the outer layer is completely wet. It's a base layer like no other. Get you some at ghunders.com. That's ghunders.com for the best performance-based layer you'll ever wear.
All right, so we're back from break, and we've been talking about kind of everything with the beauty pageant and what's coming up and all of that, but what's a little bit more about you? I mean, you talk a lot about the beauty pageant, and like I said earlier, I mean, the one thing I've always noticed about you, don't talk about you. It's always about everybody else and what they've done, but what makes Jenny tick?
Oh, well, it does. It goes right back to the serving. Mm-hmm. That's what makes my sparkles sparkle is really just hearing other people, hearing where they're at. I think being a hairdresser for so long that you get really good at knowing how to talk and, you know, chit chat and everything. But the deeper part of that is really actually learning how to listen.
Yeah.
And so I love listening to others, hearing them. I can hear things in people that they don't even hear, you know, in themselves. And so, you know, it just being in service, you know, I love it. It just makes me, it just makes my heart sing. It makes me sparkle. It just, so that's kind of me in a nutshell. I have two businesses, so I love it because both of my businesses have everything to do with serving. You know, it's in alignment with what my integrity is. You know, just sharing an amazing hair care line that in itself is wonderful, because us women, you know, we always want to feel beautiful and add things to our regimens that work and make a difference. And so it's fun. You know, but yeah, I've got my kids. I've got two older kids. One of them's getting married next month. My baby's getting married. Yeah, so that's really exciting. And And then, of course, you know, my wonderful best friend husband, who also makes my sparkle sparkle. And, you know, we're just so in love with each other. It's amazing. So, and I have, you know, so much, you know, I think about with the pageant situation, and I owe him so much. You know, I wouldn't be here right now if it wasn't for him.
Yeah. So. And you guys have that amazing relationship too. I mean, anytime you talk to either one of you, I mean, you talk, it's all about the other one, you know, and what's going on. Yeah. And I mean, it's, you guys serve each other and you serve everyone else. And I mean, you guys are both just amazing people. So.
Thank you.
So, and you said your youngest is getting married? Your baby?
Well, not my youngest. Okay. I say my baby because he's my firstborn, you okay. know, like my firstborn, you know, yeah, he's getting married on July 14th.
Wow. So, that's got to be exciting.
Yeah. It is really exciting. You know, when your kids are younger, you just never really imagine. Well, I mean, you imagine it, yeah. but it just seems so far away. And then it's like, oh my gosh, like it's next month he's getting married, you know, and wow. I could be a grandma soon, Mike.
You could be.
I'm going to be a grandma in a couple of years. I'll be a young grandma.
Young grandma.
Oh. Yeah, so.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't, let's see. What else about me? Just.
I know, like you said, you do the hairdressing and then you have the hair product, which I need to talk to you both about a haircut and some of that hair product, but later
Will
on.
Do.
So, okay. So anybody out there who is listening, just know Jenny is a great hairdresser. She's, like I said, she's the only one I'll dress right now with my hair. So, and everyone knows my nickname's Pretty Mike because of the hair. So
that's right. Yeah. He was pretty paranoid when he was in with me last time. Well, that's been quite a few months ago, but,
yeah.
but he, you know, he walked out feeling good. It's like, yes. Wow, she didn't butcher me.
Well, and see, that's it. The last time I'd gone to someone, I told them, I'm like, I want to trim, you know, just an inch or so. And this crazy lady took off like 6 inches. And I was like, what the heck are you doing? So,
yeah.
you know, and
I'm part of trim, you know, yeah. understand.
I told Jenny that. She's like, don't worry, I'll make, you know. And I mean, yeah, no, it was great. So I was very happy.
We talked longer than we actually cut your hair.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very paranoid about my hair. So it's become my trademark. I mean, that's how people know me at races now. Is I'm Pretty totally. Mike. It's like they know the hair, you know.
Absolutely, you don't want to lose that.
No, in the last couple so races, I've been braiding it.
Oh, you've been braiding it?
Yeah, to get it out of my hair, out of my face. Oh, it blows yeah. in my face now. So I've been putting like two braids like down the sides now. So, yeah.
Sweet. Yeah, that so. Works.
So
that
yeah, works. We're definitely gonna have to get together so you can fix my hair and yeah.
All right.
Sounds
so good.
And then.
Well, I have my salon out of my home. So,
yes.
you know, just FYI for out there in the web world. But yeah, I do have a salon in my home and I'm primarily at home. I only work one day a week in a salon in Kirkland.
Yeah.
Cause I do have a whole bunch of clients that I've had for years that live a lot more north and they're not going to drive all the way south. You know, that's yeah. a long way. So I keep the one day a week down there and the rest of the time I'm at home. So I kind of do both businesses sort of in tandem with each other, but I love my life because I am self-employed and I basically create design every day, every week, every month, if I want to volunteer, it's like, oh, volunteer opportunity. Well, I just go to my books and I go, no, not working that day. I'm going to go do that, you know,
or that's awesome.
I want to go, you know, go to Montana and we want to go to, you know, all these other little places, you know, and I can create that. So I have such a wonderful balance in my life. I love it. I love it.
That is awesome. And if somebody wanted to get their haircut from you, how do they get a hold of you? Is it just through Facebook or do you have a, I know, I just know you through Facebook, so I just message you and say, hey, I need to cut my hair, so.
Yeah, people can private message me if I'm not connected with them on Facebook, and they are with Ron, they can always at least, I have, in fact, that happens a lot. Ron has had a lot of people, he'll come, hey, one of my, you know, so-and-sos that I'm on Facebook with, you know, she asked about you, and she wants, you know, and that's happened, I don't know, 4 or 5 times now.
Yeah.
I actually, just before we got on our podcast, I just did his boss's hair today.
Oh,
that he works with. Yeah. Nice. I just gave her a balayage, you know, and so that's what I was doing before. And so, so sometimes I get, you know, but either that I can be private messaged or, you know, my cell phone, that's just basically on my business card.
Perfect.
But, so yeah.
Well, that's good. So, and then the other thing you do is you sell the beauty products or the hair care products.
The hair care line. Yes, it is absolutely superior above any hair care line out there. And I honestly will sit here and say that. I have 32 years of credibility that I can put behind saying that.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing like anybody has ever seen or experienced before. And it's completely non-toxic. It's very life-changing hair care. And I'm exclusive. I threw out everything. I was, you know, in my entire career, I probably used, you know, at any one period of time, I had a whole bunch of different products, you know.
Yeah.
I'll use mousse in this line and gel on that one and conditioner in this one. And, you know, you just kind of do that. Well, not now. That's a thing of the past. So I am very, very passionate about this hair care line. It's just transforming, and I've seen it in action, and people have got their hair growing back, and you know, and it just gets better and better. It's on track. They've been in business or out, you know, for 4 years. We're in our fourth year.
Mm-hmm.
I've only been involved with it in almost 2 years now. And but it's only been around for 4 years. And it's U.S.-based. Of course, we do have our facility and production and all that is U.S.-based. But this year is projected that it is on track for the number one hair care line in North America. And so that's pretty big for only being out for 4 years.
Yeah, that is.
It's one of the most viral hair care lines I've ever seen. People just try it, and it's like, wow, you know, they want to get their hands on it. So it's really awesome. I'm really happy to be attached to it. Happy to be promoting it. It's wonderful to share something that works. And, you know, women just kind of go, oh, we got, well, I have a lot of men on it too. So it's not just for women, but
yeah. No, yeah, I need to. Yeah. I need something my hair to make it a little less poofy. But yeah, we'll figure that out.
Yeah, it's just called moisture.
Yeah. And that's it. So yeah,
we just need more moisture in your hair. You'll be
yes.
good.
Yes, it gets like yeah, it gets poofy and curly. I mean, that's one thing like a lot of people don't realize. Like, if I don't put something in my hair, I have like Shirley Temple curls.
Yeah.
If I go to bed with my hair wet and wake up in the morning, I will have full on Shirley Temple style curls in my hair. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we have a curl cream for those who have curly hair that is really awesome.
Does it make the curl go away?
Curly hair, because it kind of makes it just these soft moisture-y curls instead of the fuzzy, frizzy.
Yep.
You know,
that's what I
kind
got.
Of look. Yeah. So there's a lot of things. And so I love that. It's also, you know, I think that where we're at too right now in life in general, a lot of people are looking for alternative ways to stay healthy. And a lot of that is in our food industry. You know, people, yep. you know, are really changing, and, you know, there's more grass-fed meats out there that, you know, you never used to be able to find. I mean, now it's starting to show up in restaurants and, you know, all these healthier things. And now, you know, in hair care, it was never in our hair care. And so that's a huge place of toxicity, because it's constantly going on our scalp
yep.
and, you know, getting into the bloodstream and affecting that, you know. So I get it. I mean, we can just step outside and breathe the air and we're getting toxins. I mean, we can't 100% get away from it. But when you know that you can willingly do something about it, and those that are very susceptible, you know, there's a lot of people out there who can't use a lot of things because it makes them break out.
Yeah.
They just have allergies or rashes and whatnot. And more often than not, these individuals can handle this product line because it's void of all these toxins. I have a sheet of paper on all the things that's not in the products. So, I mean, it's pretty extensive and it's very clean.
It's good.
It works. And, so... You know,
and that is very good.
That's that. Glad to be working with that. And
So yeah. One of the last things is, how do we get a hold? How can we vote? How can everyone get out and vote to help you become Mrs. Washington?
Well, there are a couple of ways that anybody who would like to can support me. Now, actually helping me to win is not something that's available to others. However, I would love and feel honored to have a very large cheering section, of course, in the audience. The judges do hear that. They do hear and take into account, like, whoa, you know, that woman had, like, you know, half the stadium cheering for her. So, yes, that wouldn't necessarily make or break whether I would win, but that is an option. Tickets are still available. Those who would like to come out and support me in that way, they can purchase tickets. There still are available. I do have a number here, and I also have a website. And they're like $30 per person if they would like to come and attend and watch the pageant. If that doesn't work, there's also online voting going on right now. And that is just for People's Choice Award. It's just a separate award that would be honored to whoever wins it, and that just is whoever gets the most online votes. There again, yes, the judges might go, wow, this girl got, you know, a lot more votes. However, if she didn't show up that well in the interview process, it's not like those votes are going to counteract and go, oh, well, she won because of that. I mean, you still have to basically have it in all areas. But the support is still there for me. And I appreciate anything anybody's willing to do. So whether it's just in the voting, whether it's just in spirit, it's all good. It's all wonderful. I appreciate this phone call and you asking me questions and having me share. You know, that's touching my heart a lot, very much so.
And I'll make sure I'll get links to all of that, and it'll be on the post along with the podcast, so people can click links to them.
Great.
Yeah. So I mean, to make sure that, you know, make sure we can give you all the support we can. Not only are you, like I said, a beautiful person, but you're a beast. You're one of us. So
thank you. I am. I'm a beast. I'm a warrior, and I've got this, right?
Oh, you've got this.
It does feel like, well, Ron says it feels more like it's probably like a 24-hour rather than even a beast. It's like, it's my own version of it, you know?
And it's your own endurance event.
Yeah, it really is. So, June 23rd, it's exactly 2 weeks from today. And you can leave the links for the voting link. And then, of course, we can leave the number and a website if anybody would like to join and actually be there. In that respect, I would like to know if anybody does purchase tickets, because I'm keeping track of how many people are actually showing up, because I will be asked how many tickets I've sold, and that is also important.
Okay.
So just FYI, I don't have to have people let me know if they voted. If they choose to, great, wonderful, thank you. But the ticket purchase would be a little bit more, you know, please let me know.
I'll make sure we put that on the post too, so that people know to do that. Cause, I mean, it'll be,
okay.
I think it'll be, it would be great to have a bunch of beasts there rooting for you. So, I mean, you definitely deserve this. So
thank you so much. Thank you.
You definitely deserve this.
Thank you. I really, really appreciate that. It's like I said, my heart is so touched right now that you brought me on and I got to share my story, and that just, I think, you know, with it being 2 weeks away, this is really giving me a lot of strength just sharing this right now. So this is really good timing, and I'm so full of gratitude about it.
Oh, it's the least I could do. I mean, you and Ron both do a lot for the beasts in the OCR community, and I mean, yeah, this is the least I could do. I mean, it's like I said before we got on air, I'm like, I'm honestly kind of mad at myself for not thinking this earlier. It was just kind of all of a sudden I'm like, why haven't I talked to Jenny yet, you know? And so, but like you said, it's good timing. I mean, it's like almost exactly two weeks before, and you know, help get everyone and remind everyone and see if we can get some people out there to help you and to cheer
Thank you
on
so much.
And be
Thank
supportive
you. Yeah, it would really feel really good, definitely.
And is there anything else you wanted to say in closing? Any last anecdotes or stories you wanted to say before we close out?
Well, let's see. What would come to mind? I will leave everybody with this, that always remember that people will always remember you more by how you make them feel versus what you say. And that's just a motto I just want to kind of put out there and just kind of end with that, that that's just my integrity, is to hopefully that I can touch people in their hearts and serve them and show up as being who I am, authentic and true and compassionate. And now that's what I'll end on that note for.
That's perfect. Thank you so much for talking to me today and kind of getting your story out there. And hopefully we can get a bunch of people out there to support you. And you know,
yeah, I thank you again so much. Thank you everybody for listening and taking the time that, you know, did actually stay on and listen to it all the way through. I'll thank anybody now that's willing to either show up or vote or whatever. So
yep, and like I said, we'll put all those links on the post so that everyone can do it and knows where to go, and that'll be great.
Alrighty.
All right. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you. All right. Talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the BeastNet podcast, brought to you by Beast OCR. Don't forget to subscribe and let us know what you think and what you'd like to hear. You can find us on Facebook or at beastocr.com.